rec to Auburn. So, like, I have to get my mental rec, you know, just because I'm not moving around physically, you know. I stand behind the defense, I get the call, I watch what's going on. I don't really have to miss anything just because I'm not out there actually physically doing it. Then I get to watch it on the film, too. So
that angle that you chose to take out there, how helpful is that compared to the sideline?
It's good because I'm directly behind my position. I get to see the whole, you know, the whole play develop from the offense. And, you know, I'm like 30 yards back, so it's more of a clear picture than actually being 4 yards from line of scrimmage.
In a way, I mean, can it be a good thing to kind of take a day like that as opposed to being out there on the field?
I mean, you know, it just depends on how your body feels. You know, I definitely won't make a habit of it, but when I am, you know, not out there, that's definitely something that I've always done.
When's the last time you sat one out?
I think I missed one last year. But I think if I miss two more, I'll be on two hands counting. So, you know,
cool, good tackle, buddy.
Out of your whole career, huh?
Yeah.
And you just day of rest, I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I try to do my best Allen Iverson impersonation today, so.
Ask Jeff if you followed him to want to practice because you don't like to miss practice much.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Ask Jeff if you had to find him because you wanted to practice because you don't miss ever. He said to ask you about it. Did you want to practice and he sat you down and had that?
Yeah, like I said, I was doing my best Allen Iverson impersonation today. But I don't know, it's just one of those days today, you know. Like I said, I won't make a habit of it. And actually, Jeff had given me a day off a couple weeks ago when we had a two-a-day. I practiced in the morning, he gave me the afternoon off, but I don't feel I had a good practice that morning, so I didn't take it. So I guess it's kind of like a rain check.
What's the Iverson imitation sound like?
Practice. you know the spiel. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. But, you know, the guys are still out there working hard, and I'll be right back out there with them tomorrow full speed. You know, I'm healthy. It's just one of those days.
You look forward to seeing McFadden?
Yeah, I look forward to see all the new young talent in this league. You know, they're coming out there trying to, you know, duplicate what they did in college, and especially this guy because, you know, being out here, we got to see a lot of SEC football, and I've seen him over the last 3 years. He's very, very explosive, a good playmaker, and also, you know, he ran well in their first preseason game, so I think it would be a great challenge for us. Fargus, you know, he was running well as well, and their whole line is enormous, so it'd definitely be a definite change up from last week where, you know, their O-line wasn't as physical and as aggressive, and, you know, this week it would be the total opposite.
This year's Adrian Peterson, you think, or is that too quick, too much?
Yeah, that's too quick, too soon. So we'll just have to wait and see how that, you know, Adrian Peterson, he showed to be a special back last year, and, you know, I'm sure McFadden, you know, has a little bit of that in him. And, you know, we got a running back here that we've been practicing against for a while that has some special things with him as well. So, you know, that would be a great challenge for this defense and this team.
It is preseason, but it isn't national televised game.
I didn't even know it was national televised. But, you know, it always does. I think anytime you have the opportunity to go out and play this game, especially, you know, being a starter and being in this league, it's always a challenge. It's always great. You know, there's people that are fighting to make teams. You know, I'm in a position where I know I'm on the team. I know I'm going to start. But you still got to go out there and you know, play your best because you don't ever want, you know, the media to start talking that you fell off or something like that. So I always try and be on point when I go out and play.
For a guy in Tulk's position, is it important that he learns how to play outside, or at least he's comfortable being?
I think that's great for Telly. I was telling him today that by him, you know, by me sitting out, it actually benefited him practicing today because he got to go out at the outside linebacker position, get full speed looks, go through a real practice, and, you know, execute. And I think, I was watching him, I was watching my position, so I think he did a great job. It just adds more depth to the linebacker core.
He says he's anxious. Help him ease through some of that in the film session, try and get in his brain a little bit and tell him to wait his chance and it'll come.
Telly's in his third year. I'm sure that he'll get a lot of playing time this year. You know, I had to wait my third year, and, you know, Telly's a guy that I've kind of been close to. So I've always told him, you just got to wait your turn. And I know as soon as they let him go, he's, you know, going to make a ton of plays. He showed that, you know, in flashes when he's been out there.
Jeff said he's had a great camp. Considering you guys are close, is it nice to see him kind of showing up a little bit and making plays more consistently, at least a camp?
Yeah, but I kind of, you know, I kind of expected of Steven. You know, he works hard. He's in the film. He's in the weight room. You know, he's into his football. You know, a guy that's been playing linebacker since he was 6 years old, you know. You know, he's destined to play in this league. So I think once his number's called, he'll definitely be ready. You know, we won't you know, slack him in on our defense if he's out there or Fowler or whoever.
There's no hiding the Madden phenomenon publicly, but is it cool to see how big it is in the locker rooms? I mean, today is a big day.
Today is a big Madden day. You know, you see, I had to get off the sticks because I really wasn't feeling how I was playing.
But still 8-10 with VY, right?
No, that was VY 8-10 on me. That was VY 8-10 with VY. So, you know, I don't really like that too much. So
excuse
I had
me?
To get off the game.
Excuse me?
Byron Ealy told me he was the best Madden player in the locker room.
Byron Ealy.
I think Bo said that too.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the game just came out, so how good can anyone possibly be? So, you know, I think that guy's just tooting their own horn. But check back next week, and there'll be a clear number one Madden player in the locker room. Might be me, since I get to stay at home, and these guys got to be in the hotel. I can practice at night, so it'll work out.